You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Overcome by your presence, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, I thank you for today. I thank you for your word. I thank you that you're in full control. I have given, and everyone else, the leadership, have given you all Holy Spirit's presence to come. Whatever he wants to do, we are going by whatever he wants to do in this place. Amen? Let's not have any preconceived idea from past revivals. I don't know what it's going to look like. It's going to be different, and it's going to be good. So it really, on Sunday, June 23rd, a couple of weeks ago, something changed. Something shifted in here. Now, the Holy Spirit is doing a new thing in us personally and corporately. There's more revelation will be revealed to us as we grow with Holy Spirit and we are being transformed by him. We have to allow him, though, to do this inside of us, to lead us and allow Father God to love us. He wants to father us because he loves us so much. And we need to grow in Jesus and his word, right? And we need to be transformed. This is a season of being transformed, preparing us for what's coming. We must keep in mind that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, and we are one with them, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and we are one with them. They're all one, and we are one with them. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? There's some things we just have to just kind of meditate on. Now, in quick review from last week, being a lot of you weren't here last week, so to get on board with where we're going here, we opened up in First John, 4:16 through 17. So let me read that to you. So everybody is on the same page, and me too. Wow. Holy Spirit, give me the strength to stand here because I'm wobbling. Okay, 1 John 4. I started in 16, right. Okay, we have come into an intimate experience with God's love. And we trust in the love he has for us. God is love. Those who are living in love are living in God, and God lives through them. By living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us so that we may fearlessly face the day of judgment. Now, this is what I want you to hear. Because all that Jesus is now, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in these scriptures I just read, and I use the Passion Translation, by the way, the scripture talks about God's perfect love, and that makes us complete in Jesus. But what the Holy Spirit wanted to highlight in that scripture was, because all that Jesus now is, so are we in this world. That little statement right there, I looked it up. It's in every translation. It's just a little statement that says that. That is big, right? Think about that. Just as Jesus was on the earth is now, so are we. And Jesus had the Holy Spirit without measure and without limit. And so do we. That was last week's message. And that was really big. We talked about my dream that I had when I was on vacation. And I, I'm trying to go through the review real quick. The highlight of the dream was a doctor was extracting water with a syringe and was taking water out of my body. And a doctor was telling me that I had too much water and I had to get it taken out. And when I woke up, I said, Lord, what the heck does this mean? And I literally heard the voice say to me, do not allow anything or anyone to distract you from Holy Spirit. Always be led and hear from Holy Spirit. You have Holy Spirit without measure. Do we really realize the power that we have inside of us? God loves us so much that he gave us his spirit through Jesus. It is so powerful. That is the greatest asset that Jesus gave us besides our salvation. And we do not take full advantage of this gift. He gave the Holy Spirit without measure, without any limits. It is up to us. How much more do we want? We have to make the room for it. We have to expand ourselves. Jesus loves his church to be full of his power and authority, flowing in perfect love, flowing and being led in the full power of the Holy Spirit, sealed in his love and his blessings. Jesus wants his church alive. He doesn't want a dead church. Holy Spirit is the one who transforms us. The Holy Spirit brings life. Right? When the human spirit departs, the body dies. The same as when the Holy Spirit departs a church, the church dies. Holy Spirit is God and Jesus, same spirit, all one. We are all one with them. So everywhere we go, Holy Spirit goes with us. Because the Bible says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that's 2 Corinthians 6:16, 18. Now, I read John 3:34, which I'll go to right now. John 3:34. It says, the one whom God has sent to represent him will speak the words of God. And it's talking about Jesus here. For God has poured out upon him the fullness of the Holy Spirit without limitation. The other translation says without measure. The Father loves his Son so much that all things have been given into his hands. Those who trust in the Son possess eternal life, but those who don't obey, the Son will not see life, and God's anger will rise up against them. So right here it says Jesus was given the Spirit without limitations. Only the Lord Jesus can quench the spiritual thirst of men by giving them this living water. The Holy Spirit poured out on Jesus, and then he gave it to the church at Pentecost. If anyone ever understood the ministry of the Holy Spirit, it was Jesus. Jesus' earthly ministry was completely dependent upon the Holy Spirit. When he sat down at the Father's right hand in heaven, the first thing he did was send the Holy Spirit upon the church. The ministry of Jesus and the ministry of the Holy Spirit are inseparable. Jesus always depended upon the continual flow, like we do, of the Holy Spirit's power. He allowed the power of the Holy Spirit to go through him and upon him during his earthly ministry, when he laid hands on the people to get well, when he spoke to someone for deliverance. Whatever he did it by the Holy Spirit. And whatever, when he went to prayer, remember he said, whatever the Father tells me to do, I will do it. And that's why he needed the Holy Spirit to connect with the Father. Jesus and the Holy Spirit were always together. When he was on the earth, if Jesus needed this kind of ongoing partnership with the Holy Spirit in order to accomplish divine role in this earth, we must have that same partnership with the Spirit of God to fulfill anything God has for us to do. The Holy Spirit has been sent by Jesus to give us everything that we need of to be victorious, successful, faith-filled, overcoming children of God in this world. With him on our side, we are fully equipped in every situation of life. Fully equipped. Now, in continuing with the last week's review, it said that Jesus prophesies about the importance of the Holy Spirit. He said the Holy Spirit is the Savior who saves us from the power of sin by living through us in fullness. The Holy Spirit is the one who guides and defends, comforts and consoles. He is the Spirit of God and Jesus. The Holy Spirit is called to stand next to us as a helper. He is also a counselor, a comforter, an advocate, an encourager, an intercessor, and so much more. Holy Spirit dwells or lives or abides in us. He never leaves us. He never goes away. He's always there. He's always there. That's why it says he sticks closer than a brother. Shoo! Wow. Then in John 5:9, we found out the great connection between God's love and his Holy Spirit in us is continual nourishment and empowerment by the Father's love. So let's just be like Jesus, right? Let's go to the Father and get more nourishment and get more empowerment because he loves us so much. In Colossians 2, 6 through 10, it says that we have been filled full in Christ. As he so is, so are we in this world. We are fully complete. Even if you already are baptized in the Holy Spirit, we should again always ask for more Holy Spirit without measure. So come Holy Spirit. That's what we said last week. Come Holy Spirit, more Lord. We used to say that all the time in Toronto. We never had enough. It was never enough, right? Now, today we're looking at the ministry of the Holy Spirit through the life of Jesus. So this is my message for today. So in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 11, 1 through 2, it prophesies about the coming Messiah, Jesus, and it tells us about the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in Jesus. So if you have your Bible with you, if you want to look up Isaiah chapter 11, 1 through 2, now I have to go back and read my New American Standard. Okay, it said in, if everybody's there, then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge in the fear of the Lord, which is means absolute loyalty. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. Ooh, hallelujah. When Jesus was leaving the earth, he promised that he would not leave his disciples as orphans, but would send the Holy Spirit. He said that the Spirit would be our helper and would be known as the Spirit of Truth. And that is found in John 14, 15 through 18. 14, 15 through 18. Now, I like the way it says it in the Passion. It says, loving me empowers you to obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another. He called him Savior here instead of helper. The Holy Spirit of Truth, who will be to you a friend just like me, and he will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him, but you will know him intimately because he remains with you and will live inside of you. He lives inside of us. Holy Spirit has incredible characteristics that we see in the Word, and he affects our lives as believers in so many awesome ways. As we look at the different ways that the Holy Spirit affects us as believers, let's remember that he is an amazing gift that Jesus gave his church. He helps us in our everyday Christian lives, and that is why we are able to live godly lives that please God. Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. Let's turn to John 16:13. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, keep enlarging us, Lord. Give us more revelation. Ooh. It says in 16:13, but when the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will unveil the reality of every truth within you. He won't speak on his own, but only what he hears from the Father. And he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come. He will glorify me on the earth, for he will receive from me what is mine and reveal it to you. Everything that belongs to the Father belongs to me. That's why I say that the divine encourager will receive what is mine and reveal it to you. Soon you won't see me any longer. This is before Jesus left. But then, after a little while, you will see me in a new way. So he was preparing them for what was coming. The Holy Spirit tells us things to come because he knows the truth about every situation that we face in life. As we listen to him, we will not live in the dark, but we will be well prepared for things that are coming into our lives. Whenever we need to know the truth about anything, we can always call upon the Holy Spirit to show us the truth. Holy Spirit teaches us all things. Let's look up John 14:26. I think we read that. Did we read that yet? Sounds familiar, but let's go there again. John 14:26. If I could find it. Okay, here it is. But when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free, he will teach you all things in my name. And he will inspire you to remember every word that I have told you. That's awesome. Jesus said that the Helper or the other Savior, the Holy Spirit, will teach us all things. He will remind us of things that Jesus said in his word. The Holy Spirit will teach us what we need to know about life. The Holy Spirit can teach us things that others have gone to school to learn. When we read the word, the Holy Spirit gives us revelation, and we are able to know how to deal with many situations about what in which we have no clue. Any question we may have, he will give us an answer. Sometimes we forget or fail to ask Holy Spirit what to do, and we go on our own understanding or how we've been taught. I just got remembered of something that the Holy Spirit wants me to share with you as an example. Now understand, I don't know a lot of things, okay? Especially about the building. What was it? Not last year, the year before. When the daycare center was here, their furnace went out and the AC. And we had problems because of the supply demand. They couldn't get us another AC unit. And then they lied to us. We used this first supplier and they lied. They kept putting us on hold saying, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And she's getting madder and madder and madder. So I said, I just went to the Lord. I said, Lord, you got to show us what to do because it's hot over there. And if she closed the daycare center, things could just escalate and we don't want to go there. So the Holy Spirit tells me to take our AC and duck it into their side. And I told Jim and Eric and they said, why didn't I think of that? And, you know, it's like when you're in a jam, you know, the Holy Spirit could get you out when you don't know what to do. That's just one example. Okay, Holy Spirit empowers us with inner strength. Let's look at Ephesians 3, 16, 17. Ephesians 3, 16, 17. Okay, it says, and I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Divine might and explosive power. The Holy Spirit strengthens our inner being so that Christ can dwell in our hearts by faith. In our everyday life, we need the help of the Spirit to navigate all the things that we go through. Holy Spirit empowers us to stand in faith and keeps us in that resting place of the Father's love. That's why we have to trust the Father, see? We have to trust him. And when we are challenged or attacked, the Holy Spirit is always there to strengthen us, even in negative circumstances that we face. We can always call on God's strength to renew us through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit produces godly fruit in our hearts. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5, 22. Galatians 5, 22. Now, it says it differently in the Passion, so, but I like the way it says it. We're so used to listing all the fruit of the Spirit, but it says it in a different way here. It says, but the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of the Spirit. And then it says, never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. There you go again. Limitless. So as we grow in our faith in Christ, we should be manifesting the fruit of the Spirit in our daily lives. We can't make it happen. It's the work of the Spirit in our hearts. We must live in the Holy Spirit and follow after Jesus. Amen. We are able to live godly lives because of the transformation of the Spirit of God in our hearts. He transforms our character and helps us become more Christ-like. The Spirit will help us manifest his fruit, especially challenging situations, okay? Holy Spirit freely gives spiritual gifts too, amen? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 7-11, let's turn there. 12:7. It says, each believer is given continuous revelation by the Holy Spirit to benefit not just himself, but all. For example, the Spirit gives to one the gift of the word of wisdom. To another, the same Spirit gives the word of revelation knowledge. And to another, the same Spirit gives the gift of faith. And to another, the same Spirit gives gifts of healing. And to another, the power to work miracles. And to another, the gift of prophecy. And to another, the gift to discern what the Spirit is speaking. And to another, the gift of speaking different kinds of tongues. And to another, the gift of interpretation of tongues. And remember, it is the same Holy Spirit who distributes, activates, and operates these different gifts as he chooses for each believer. Hallelujah. Paul encourages us to earnestly desire spiritual gifts, and that's found in 1 Corinthians 14:1. These nine gifts are freely given by the Holy Spirit. Father's love should be present in us at all times as these gifts are operating in us, because in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, without love, we're going to sound like a loud gong or cymbal. Like people just won't receive it because it's not coming out of the right attitude or the right spirit. Now, hopefully, maybe in the future, I'll teach again on the gifts of the Spirit. Probably needs a review, but we'll see what the Holy Spirit wants, okay? Okay, another one is Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Romans 8:26. Romans 8:26. Okay, and in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for, but the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. Hallelujah. So when we don't know something or when we're weak, he's there to pull on. And Romans 26 tells us that the Holy Spirit helps us when we are weak, and especially when we don't know what to pray for. How many times we're in that situation? We don't know how to pray, but he does. The Holy Spirit steps in by praying for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. He also shows us what to pray for as we pray in the Spirit using our prayer language, which is tongues, and he will show us how to pray perfectly and effectively. Thank you, Jesus, for that. The Holy Spirit also helps us when we don't know what to do in a given situation and provides us with the solution we need. God's power is made strong in our lives when we are weak, and we can call upon his power anytime when we need it. Hallelujah. Okay, Holy Spirit leads us in every part of our lives. We are to live by Holy Spirit and follow his leading in every part of our lives. By following the leading of the Holy Spirit, we will move in the right direction and avoid making unnecessary mistakes. We sometimes end up in trouble when we decided to do things our way instead of listening to the directions of the Holy Spirit when he's given it to us. It is totally ridiculous that we could serve God without the power of the Holy Spirit. All the gifts, all the talents and experience that we have cannot take the place of the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit into the world to take his place. He dispensed the Holy Spirit into the world to act in his place, because he had to go to the Father. And he wants us to partner and know Holy Spirit so we would have a greater advantage. In Jesus' last hours on earth, he stressed the importance of Holy Spirit to his disciples. In his conversation with the disciples, he referred to the Holy Spirit as a person, not an anointing, not a power, and not a feeling. When we understand the Holy Spirit as a person, we can relate to him as someone whom we can partner and have relationship with. It takes time to develop this relationship. Learning about his ministry for us is very valuable. Holy Spirit is exactly like Jesus and the Father. Jesus had to leave, but he sent the Holy Spirit to help us just like Jesus, our Savior. And he will never leave us. Give him praise right now for that. Thank you, God. We praise you. Yes. The Holy Spirit is our guide who will lead the way for us. All the countless choices that we have to make in this life, like, for instance, what job should I take? Where should I live? What church should I go to? What school should I go to? Should I start a business? Should I invest my money? And where should I invest my money? Is that right person the one I should marry? These are some life-changing questions, but also we can ask him down to the simplest one. I know you like that one. Who should we marry, right? I got the giggle out there. Okay, but the simplest thing is like, what do you want me to do today, Lord? What should I do today? Where should I go today? I asked the Holy Spirit to lead me when I have to do my messages on Sunday or anytime I need to. When he tells me, he will lead me to the scriptures and he tells me what to say and I write it down. Now, that's how he directs me, but he may do things differently for other ministers. I don't know. I always do to the best of my ability to do what he tells me and to say in a service. I don't want to miss anything or do something I shouldn't do or allow something or whatever. I pray myself up. I also taught myself in my personal life to do the same thing because me and Barry made some really bad mistakes. When Holy Spirit told us to do things in the past, we were kind of immature. We didn't think it mattered. I don't know why we thought that. Like when he gave us a direction and we didn't do it, it caused a whole big mess. So I learned if you want to take anything from Pastor Karen, always go to the Holy Spirit first and ask because you'll never be wrong. And that's how you grow and you learn. And you don't want to pay for your mistakes because they could be really big ones, okay? Our choices shape our lives and our destiny. What is so good is that Holy Spirit sees so far ahead in our path of life. And Jesus assures us that Holy Spirit will show us things to come, things that we can't see in the natural. And they will be revealed to us by the Spirit. Holy Spirit knows what we need to do in order to stay with God's will, and he is just like Jesus, so we can rely totally on Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us. Remember, we have the Holy Spirit without measure or limits. I keep saying that because it's a lot to take in. That's big revelation to me. We can rely on the Holy Spirit at any time, any place, or he can answer any questions that we have. We were not made to live life here on this earth on our own strength. He wants us to lean on the strength of the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth was supernaturally given to us in this time in our life's journey. And I'm going to end with Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. We have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us, for we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before you were born, God planned in advance, this is what it says, our destiny and good works we would do to fulfill it. Amen. He already knew. He already knew, and he wants us to fulfill it with the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Amen, amen. And we'll continue on in Holy Spirit. I don't think there's so much more. So we're going to keep building ourselves up in this. Amen. More, Lord. More, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory today for filling us up. You know where it says that's, I don't know where that scripture is, about the 10 pegs? Stretch your 10 pegs. Like, stretch yourself. Yeah, stretch it. Because he wants to put more in there. Unlock your mind. Don't try to figure it out. We have the Holy Spirit does things differently, even if it sounds stupid. Okay? Or foolish. Or it doesn't make sense, and you really believe you heard from him, then do it. But if something doesn't bear witness with you, now that's Christianese. Okay, Christianese, we say that a lot. Okay, what does that mean? If that doesn't feel right inside of you, don't listen to it. Okay? You will have peace. You will have total peace. It won't feel like a confusion or something pulling you the wrong way. So don't listen to it. Amen. And we'll get to understand Holy Spirit more and more as we keep learning and getting more revelation about him. So, Lord, we thank you for stretching us so we can receive, like Jeannie said about busting. Busting at the seams. We want to be busting at the seams so it'll flow out to other people. So, Father, we thank you and praise you for what you're doing inside of us. We thank you, Lord, that we're growing and maturing in you. We thank you, Lord, that whatever we have need of, we can ask the Holy Spirit. He could lead us and guide us. He knows everything, and he could tell us everything. So, Lord, we thank you that we will take advantage of the Holy Spirit that's living inside of us. Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you did today. Lord, we're looking forward for what you're going to do. Lord, we thank you for the increase of your presence in this place every week. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We're so grateful and we're honored in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. If you need prayer today, we're here for you. Jim is going to the back, so there's produce back there. There's not a whole lot, but whatever there is, you may take it. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great, awesome week.